This concludes our memorial lesson, and now Dr. Claude Ray will introduce our speaker.
Thank you, Hugh McGraw. We're indeed privileged this morning to have as our preacher a man who is greatly beloved here at Samford University. He's a friend of students. He's a friend of professors. He's a friend of the greater Birmingham community. Dr. W.T. Edwards is our university chaplain and also professor of New Testament here at Samford University. Dub is not unfamiliar with Sacred Harp singing because he has come from a background where he has sung Sacred Harp. And in addition to this, he's married one of the finest singers, we think, in the country, his wife Peggy. Peggy, would you stand this morning so that the people can greet you? Glad to have you with us, and I know you're going to be praying for Dub back there as he preaches. Among the many gifts that God has given Dub Edwards is the fact that he can say what's need to be said in 20 minutes. Dr. W.T. Edwards, come and speak to some of the greatest folks this side of heaven. Dr. Dub Edwards.
It's good to be here and to listen to this beautiful singing as you have sung praises to God in a beautiful way. You know, life's hard. I guess it always has been hard ever since the world began. It was hard back in the Old Testament days. But as I thought about this occasion today, and as I looked through your hymn book, and have seen all of the different kinds of songs, songs of praise, songs of gratitude, of hope, it seemed to me that the most appropriate thing to do today would be to look at one of the earliest hymn books, I guess the earliest hymn book, the Book of Psalms, which was a hymnal from which many of your songs have been drawn. This was a hymnal of the people of the Old Testament days, as although life was hard, they found reason to praise God. Let me read the first three verses of Psalm 113 to get us started, because this psalm contains all of the elements of praise that we seek to give to God, both in singing and in living. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above all the heavens. We're to praise the Lord. That's the first thing to be aware of, is to whom we give praises. Sometimes it's an awful thing to praise somebody who is undeserving of it. But if you look in the Psalms, we find that God is always deserving of our praise. He's the Lord. That means the earth is his. He's over it all. We all belong to him. But as you go through the book of Psalms, he's called other names. He's the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. Think of the most powerful thing on earth. God is more powerful. Think of atomic power. Think of the sun, all of the energy which comes from that. God made it. He is Almighty. He is over all. Praise to him who is Almighty, but also the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Almighty God, who is more powerful than anything on all the earth, is like a shepherd who loves his sheep. I heard one time of a man who, as he learned a little bit about astronomy, the size of the universe, its greatness, said the God that made all of that could not care for me. And he became an agnostic. That is, he didn't know what to believe, if he believed anything, because he didn't think it could be a personal God who made all of that. He sort of had what we call a clockmaker God. There must be a God who made all of this, but he wound it up and went his way and doesn't pay any attention to me. He was walking out through a cornfield late in July, early August, when the corn was getting mature, and he noticed a morning glory vine. He just got to watching this little old vine, and he noticed that all day the morning glory vine was turned the tip of it so it would get the sun. And he said, if the God who made all of this is concerned enough to let something as worthless as a morning glory vine get what it needs for life, how much more does he care for us? And so he became aware that the Almighty God is our shepherd. He's our maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. He made us. We are His. I don't go too much for bumper sticker theology, but I did see a good one time, and it said, God don't make no junk. And I guess that's it. He's our Creator, and He made us to be good. He loves us. He's our strength and our salvation. The Lord is my strength. Of whom shall I be afraid? And so although life is tough, the psalmist realized that we can look to God. He is our rock. 118th Psalm, I think, paints it as beautifully, or the 18th Psalm, as any that I have seen. I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. What all this means is we praise God. We praise Him because He knows us and He loves us anyhow. We're sinners. We're evil. We've all done wrong. He knows us, and He loves us. We praise Him because He is our Redeemer. He has done that for us which sets us free. We praise Him because He protects us. He does not always prevent harm from coming to us, but He always gives us His presence, always with us. So we praise Him. The psalm also tells us who is to praise God. We are to praise Him, all ye servants of the Lord. Each individual is to praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. From the depth of our being, we are all to give Him praise. The people of God, joined together in groups like this, all thy works praise thee, O Lord, and the saints shall bless thee. It seemed to me that in the memorial service which you just had, you were blessing God. They're gone, but all is well. And all the saints together can bless Him because He loves us. The righteous are to praise God. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto Thee. We who are right with Him, the redeemed are to praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. All of us, all nations are to praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And then in the psalm, as in the rest of the Bible as well, all nature praises God. Listen to this. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders. The heavens are the work of thy hands. The firmament is thy handiwork. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Let the seas roar and the fullness thereof and the world that they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hand. Let the hills be joyful together. What was it the Lord said? That if God's people do not praise Him, even the stones of the earth will praise Him. All nature, all people, everything is to give praise to God. For what? For what are we to praise Him? For everything. For the forgiveness which we have. The Lord has forgiven us. Listen to the 103rd Psalm as it so beautifully presents the reason we praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits, who forgiveth thee all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. He's forgiven us.